Masechet Zevachim, Perek Yod, Mishnah Zayin. Mishnah says, Ubchulam, in all of the cases of korbanot that we spoke about, where there is a mitzvah to eat them, HaKohanim Rasha'in Lishanot Ba'achilatan. The Kohanim are allowed to eat them in any way that they'd like. Le'ochlan Siluim, Shelukim, Umvushalim. They're allowed to roast them. They're allowed to cook them very well done. They're allowed to cook them in a regular way. They could put in them spices, both hulin spices and teruma spices. This is the opinion of Divrei Rabbi Shimon, the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. A person may think that a kohen who's eating a korbanot, that he's eating from these items, has to be fully leshem shamayim, has to be for the sake of heaven, and it's not supposed to be about the enjoyment. So we learn out that a kohen is allowed to enjoy them, and he should enjoy them. The pasuk tells us that the korbanot given to the kohanim lemoshha, for greatness, that he has to eat them in a royal manner like kings would eat them, which means it has to be prepared and seasoned like the person wants it. This is going to argue on a bimir, lo yiten lo dochan tivlet tiruma. Says Rabbi Meir, you're not allowed to put tiruma spices onto a korban. The problem becomes that, let's say I have a korban that eventually becomes pasul, a korban that becomes problematic, and it passes the deadline for when I'm supposed to eat it. What happens there is I have to get rid of it, I have to do something to it. But what would happen there is the tiruma spices as well would become problematic with it. They would become disqualified as well by becoming part of the korban, when generally there's no time rule that applies to a korban. So that would become an issue. So therefore, to mitigate the risk, says Rabbi Meir, you're not allowed to put tiruma spices on to a korban.